Wake up. Remember when you were a kid and your biggest worry was, like, if you'd get a bike for your birthday or if you'd get to eat cookies for breakfast? Being an adult? Totally overrated. I mean, seriously, don't be fooled by all the hot shoes and the great sex and the no parents anywhere telling you what to do. Adulthood is responsibility.
Her lawyer has been managing her estate with a limited power of attorney, but her mother's Alzheimer's is advancing. So while she's still lucid enough to consent, she needs to sign everything over to you.
Me? Responsibility? It really does suck.
Look, I haven't slept in 48 hours. I'm getting my first shot at heart surgery this morning. I'm missing rounds. Are you sure there isn't anybody here or the attorney? I mean, do I really have to be the one to handle this?
We're talking about her estate, her finances, her medical care. You really want to leave her life in someone else's hands? She's your mother.
Really, really sucks. Adults have to be places and do things and earn a living and pay the rent. And if you're training to be a surgeon, holding a human heart in your hands? Hello, talk about responsibility.
What was that, Dr. Gray?
Sorry, it slipped. My hands.
It's okay, I'm done. You can release Mrs. Patterson's heart now. Very gently. All right. Let's warm her up. Get off bypass.
Kinda makes bikes and cookies look really, really good, doesn't it?
I wish I could hold a heart.
A monkey could hold a heart.
You're Matt Burke and Nash, you.
George. Any more ice and chips?
Who else did you invite?
Izzy, we said the list was jocks only. Surgery, trauma, plastics. Who else?
Just some people from Pete's.
You invited the preschoolers to Meredith's house. Next thing you'll say that you invited the shrinks. She invited mental defects. This party is DOA.
You know, Meredith thinks this is going to be just like a little small meet your boyfriend cocktail thing. Did you clear this with her?
No, but I will. I promise.
Why are you wasting the only weekend your boyfriend is in town on a big party? Is he bad in bed?
No, I just want him to meet some of my friends.
Right. 60 geeks and scrubs are your friends. Bad sex. Sucks for you.
I heard there's a party tonight at Meredith's house.
Oh, really? Party?
News to me.
No party.
You're losing her or what?
Are the grafts?
They're open. Temperature?
She's at 96 and rising.
She should be doing this on her own.
Continue the
conversions. Come on, Mrs. Patterson.
Paddles?
Sets are below 90.
Charge.
10 joules.
Clear.
Come on, Mrs. Patterson. Give me 20.
Charge.
There. Do you have rhythm?
Nothing yet.
There we go.
Reluctant heart. All right. Let's close. Keep an eye on it. Good work, everyone.
The scariest part about responsibility, when you screw up and let it slip right through your fingers.
Hey, I heard you did a cabbage with Brooke.
Yeah.
You get to hold the heart?
Yeah.
All right. It's an amazing feeling, isn't it? You never forget the first time.
It's pretty great just to watch. Vicarious thrills, you know?
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye. I think maybe I did something to the heart when I was holding it. I nodded off a little, squeezed it.
Oh, the heart's a tough muscle. It can take a squeeze or two.
My fingernail popped the glove. Cut straight through. George, what if I punctured Mrs. Patterson's heart?
If you hadn't punctured it, you know, you would have known when they reperfused. They got her heart beating. The woman's okay.
So I shouldn't tell Burke?
Well, tell him what? You know, nothing happened. The woman's okay, right?
She's okay.
She's fine.
She's fine.
George.
Hyperinflated lungs, cloudy with bile.
Seriously diminished capacity. She must be having trouble breathing.
Course of action?
A bilectomy procedure. Remove the bile, reduce the pressure.
Says here we operated on her back in 99, so Mrs. Drake has been through this before, but talk her through it anyway. And resist the anti-smoking lectures. She feels bad enough already.
So do you think if they put a picture of these in a pack of cigarettes, people would stop smoking?
How long has your back been hurting you?
It's chronic. Means I have it all the time.
I know what chronic means. What kind of pain are you having?
Oh, man, the pain's bad. It's like a thousand samurai warriors stabbing their swords into my spine. I'm allergic to aspirin, most NSAIDs.
So maybe we'll start you on morphine.
Yeah, the only things that'll work are Demerol or Dilaudid, the tenant Dilaudid. That'll send me straight.
The standard starting dose is 2.
Did you see that Tom Cruise samurai movie? Pow, pow, pow.
Exaggerated and overly specific description of his pain. A self-prescription, pow, pow, pow. He's a Dilaudid junkie.
So what do you do?
Well, you check the database for history, refer to a program, and discharge.
After you give him something.
That's exactly what he wants.
Junkie or not, you still have to treat his pain as if it were real.
Why?
It's the first rule in pain management. Always err on the side of caution. He's in our care. He says he's in pain. Start a central line. His veins are shot.
The surgery before was supposed to help. But it never felt right.
Probably would have been a good idea to quit smoking.
I did. For a pack a day habit. Oh, it was hell.
Here you go, Mrs. J.
Didn't do any damn good.
Really? Because it looked, I mean, from the damage, we all thought you probably were still smoking.
Cold turkey. 5 years ago, what'd I get for my trouble? I still had to quit my job at the restaurant.
But even sitting, it hurt.
Here you go. Nobody believed me. They all said it was in my head.
I've seen the films. It's not all in your head.
You're right about that. Hey, come here. You're too damn young to be a doctor.
Hey.
What?
I'm older than I look.
Hey, do you think this is gonna work this time?
I think it's your best option.
Straight shooter, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
I like that.
Hi, Mr. Patterson.
Hi.
Hemodynamic stable?
Yeah, map is stayed around 80, cardiac output at 5. That's good, Dr. Gray.
That's fine, Mr. Patterson.
But it's not good.
Well, heart surgery takes a lot out of the patient. But we're monitoring your wife very carefully. And she should be fine.
Mr. Sturman, let's see about getting you out of here today. How are you feeling?
Pretty okay, except I don't think I ever want to have a bowel obstruction again.
Really? Wow, because we get people in here all the time requesting them. So you keeping non-clear fluids? Okay. And my all-time favorite question to ask a patient, have you pooped yet?
I'm not exactly sure.
I think you probably know. Pass gas?
Yes.
Really yes? Because if I bring in my handy lie detector.
Okay, no. And I shouldn't try and lie, I know. I went to medical school.
You went to med school?
Yeah, I dropped out my last year of clinical. Too many hours, and I was staring into the ice-cold eyes of divorce.
Wow.
Yeah, I do research now, and I have a life, a family. No offense, you know, I mean...
Oh, no. That's okay. I'm just one of those people who believe you can have both.
Maybe so. But your first responsibility is always going to be your patient.
Dr. Shepherd,
Just cough.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
Call this a spaghetti procedure. We cut and deflate the bullae to facilitate gentle manipulation of Mrs. Drake's lung.
Dr. Bannon, you see that?
Sir? Oh, my ever-loving...
We need to open her up. I'm taking out the scope.
You heard him, people. Let's move.
Light, all right, let's get set up. 10 blade.
There you go.
Jackets.
Yeah.
Scalpel ready. Towel. Thank you. That rib's ready. Section. Is that a towel?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Best guess. For surgery 5 years ago.
Something careless this way comes.
A towel?
Not good.
She complained of pressure on her chest that nobody took her seriously.
Not good for the patient, not good for the hospital, not good.
Tina, his file, find out everything you can about that initial operation. Who was in that room? Who was responsible for closing? George, you saved the patient. Too bad, but she seems to like you. Right, okay, how long do you think, I mean, just technically, I'm off at six.
Am I invited?
Excuse me?
Am I invited to the party?
Oh, well, yeah. Yes, yeah, of course.
What was I supposed to say?
Oh. Okay, yeah, great. All right, 14 cases. What kind? I don't know, maybe an assortment?
Microbrews, locals. Make sure they throw in some more nuts.
I'm ordering office supplies.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Microbrews, local, and throw in some nuts. 7 o'clock would be better than 5. Hey, signing up.
Hey, if I do, will you invite me to the party?
Yeah, great. Okay, thanks.
Hey, this is Ross.
Where the hell
you been? We're gonna take care of you, all right? Now just hang on.
Where the hell you been?
How's that?
When I tell you to start a central line, you start a central line. No judgment, no question.
The guy's been in 7 hospitals in the last 4 months. He's a major addict.
The patient has a 3 lumbar fusion.
He's a junkie. I mean, we shouldn't be giving him...
Yeah, he's an addict, but his pain is real. Now lose the attitude. Get down there, start a central line.
Me, I had a towel inside me.
Who told you that?
A surgeon, older man, handsome.
That's Dr. Weber. He's our chief.
Yeah. There was a towel that somebody left last time.
Yes, ma'am.
Who would do that? That doesn't seem right, does it?
No, ma'am. No. It doesn't.
That's walking around with a towel inside of me. How could that happen?
While we work it out. Do this for me.
Dr. Stevens calls CCU. Dr. Stevens calls CCU.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You sure? Because you seem not okay.
I'm fine. Cabbage was long.
Well, let me take you out to dinner tonight. You can tell me all about it. Real food, waiters, big chunks of carbs in a basket.
I can't.
Forget about the party.
You know about the party?
Your friends will be at the party. You and I can be alone somewhere else.
How do you know about the party?
Thanks for not inviting me, by the way. That felt good. Dinner. Think about dinner. Perfect opportunity.
Well. What happened?
I started having some swelling over her sternum, and then the blood just started gushing. Dr. Burke is on his way right now.
Is she dying?
Somebody get him out of here. Keep applying pressure.
Sir. Tyler, call for an OR. What the hell happened?
She got a protomy?
For protocol, no allergic, anaphylactic, or histamine responses.
What last counts?
PT, PTT, INR, platelet counts were all stable. Even her HNH were stable.
What the hell went wrong? Let's move.
Hold on. I popped the glove.
What?
In surgery, when I was holding it, I popped the glove with my fingernail. I think I may have nicked her heart.
Let's go, people.
Right.
You had every opportunity to speak up before I closed her chest. Every opportunity. Suction.
Suction. I'm sorry.
And then you go and confess in front of her husband? You don't even know if you were the cause. You have no idea.
I'm sorry, but...
There.
Loading.
Over here. There. Look at the wall, Roger. A hell of a lot more than a fingernail. A ventricular wall's a week.
I just had a conversation with Mr. Patterson. I want copies of his wife's chart in my office by 5. Tomorrow morning, the two of you are going to meet with me and legal, and you better damn well be able to explain what happened here.
People pulling holes in hearts, leaving thousands.
You're gonna go back and talk to the husband. Review the history. Apologize profusely.
You
your ass is on the line here, Dr. Gray.
You got called before the chief?
Tomorrow morning. And I could get kicked out of the program. I could, right?
You're not getting kicked out.
Patterson's just gonna sue.
Patterson is not going to sue, and you're not getting kicked out.
How are you thinking? Telling Burke? That's so stupid.
I told her not to.
I'm going to take this. Thanks. Thank you. Very comforting.
I'll watch your books.
Oh. Oh. Okay, so the beer is coming at 7, and some of the floor nurses are bringing wine.
So you invited nurses?
Did you clear this with Meredith?
A few more people isn't going to make a difference, okay? A party is a party.
And the bigger the party, the less time for bad sex with the hockey player.
Would you stop saying that?
Okay.
Hank and I have great sex.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we'll probably have sex after the party or during the party.
As long as you clear it with Meredith.
Hank just needs to realize that doctors can have fun. We're not all workaholics with God complexes.
We are workaholics with God complexes.
And the notary can be there at 6:30, too. And the home's physician will be there to attest to her mental competency. Okay. Is there anything else I need to bring beside my license? My checkbook. 6:30. I'll be there.
I heard.
The notary thing, a thing to get notarized.
Talking about the heart thing. Do you want to talk about it?
We're adults. When did that happen? And how do we make it stop?
Dr. Yang?
Dr. Burke? That bypass graft got a little complicated.
It's nothing I couldn't handle.
Good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'll call you back.
That was my lawyer. He's advising me not to talk to you.
Mr. Patterson, I know that you're frustrated and angry, but we need some more information about your wife. The walls of her heart are abnormally...
Hey, don't blame this on my wife.
I heard from your very mouth what happened. I know.
But we can't treat her.
No, she was in the best shape of her life. You ask a cardiologist. She had lost 100 pounds. Don't you dare try to hang this on her.
Mr. Patterson, please.
We can talk.
Like me very much, do you?
Well, Jerry, it's not you specifically. It's just people like you, that's all.
Ah, feeling pretty good. Pain's about a 3.
A 3? That's excellent. Mr. Frost, I'm glad we could help you out, as well as County, Mercy West. Seattle Press, a lot of people have helped you out lately, Jerry. At least we could do our part. Who's on discharge today, Dr. Crow?
Izzy Stevens.
Mr. Frost, Dr. Stevens is going to come in to discharge you.
Well, you can't discharge me. I'm in pain.
You were in pain, now you're not. Dr. Krepp here is going to recommend some wonderful treatment programs for you. Go home. Get some help.
You can't just do that.
You just did, my friend.
Okay, any luck yet?
Nada.
Looks like you're going to have to spend another night.
I hate to miss the party.
You going to make it?
Well, you are the last person on my list, so it's looking pretty good.
So, doctors have lives after all. Who'd have thunk?
And Dr. Stevens, discharge my guy in 342.
Don't look at me like that. It's not going to take very long. It's not.
Mm-hmm. You paged me?
I'm going to be a while. Do you think you could get home to sign for the beer?
Why don't you have your boyfriend sign for it?
You have a very annoying way of sneaking up on people. Maybe if you were a little less creepy.
I wouldn't come anyway. I hate big parties.
Is Meredith the only person in this hospital who doesn't know the size of this thing?
I'm telling her.
You can't. She's gone already.
What? Already?
I think she had, excuse me, an errand to run.
You don't think Meredith's really going to mind about the party, right?
I want you to make it very clear to her that I have nothing to do with this party. Nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. It's the traffic.
It doesn't matter, dear.
Okay. Don't tell me the notary didn't show.
Oh, everybody's here. It's just your mother isn't.
Mom?
What do you people want from me?
We need you to sign the lawyer's papers.
I have a cranial reconstruction in half an hour. I need to go.
Okay, Mom. We're all here. We have a notary. I need you to focus. And I need you to sign these papers. Mom, look at me.
It's an emergency surgery. I don't have time for this.
She can't sign anything now. She's sundowning. We should have done this earlier in the day.
I couldn't come earlier in the day. I have a job and a life. And I'm here now.
Well, you're going to have to come back tomorrow when she's lucid.
You know, why did she put this off for so long? And why did you let her? Doesn't it strike you as slightly irresponsible? I mean, what the hell is wrong with you people? get it to you first.
Charge a man in pain.
Sorry,
you're hurting me.
You're the one who's making it more difficult. Stop resisting.
Just give me a hit of Demerol. Just give me the hit of Demerol. Come on.
Well,
look,
it's
just feel fine. Just come
Mr.
on.
Ross, you have
look, I'm not,
to.
I'm not leaving.
No,
I'm not
no,
leaving.
I'm calling
no, 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 no. Don't go. Don't go. Don't go.
Wait.
Stop. Jerry. Stop. 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 Jerry.
Concussion?
Blown his left pupil. Paige Shepard, we gotta get him down CT.
That was one hard fall. What do you see?
Subdural bleed.
With midline shift.
We have to evacuate this now. Anywhere else you have to be, Dr. Stevens, or are you in?
Brain surgery?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
That's what I thought.
Rosemary, heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me.
Here you go.
Smiling on the package, it's the faces.
Where is Izzy?
She didn't clear it with you.
This was supposed to be a meet the boyfriend, get together, little kitty.
Izzy has a lot of friends. I told her to clear it with you.
I can't handle this.
You want me to kick everyone out? I'm gonna kick everyone out.
Baby, you made it!
Screw it.
Hold this. And give me this.
See it?
Yeah, it's hard to miss.
What?
A little more than he bargained for.
Maybe he's lucky. Maybe this is his way out of the hole.
The hole? Interesting expression.
The father was into smack pretty heavy. He was a musician. He's tolerated in his line of work. Not good for the family at home.
Why do we want to be surgeons anyway?
Surgery is a very serious business. Full house!
Royal flush!
Get naked.
Baby boy.
Surgery's stupid. It's stupid. It's stupid.
Give me that. You're drunk.
I'm not driving. I'm not on call. I'm in my own house. My life is crap. And it's my party, and I'll get drunk if I want to.
Is he Stevens?
You must be Hank. He's very large and hockey-like. No, Izzy's not here right now. Okay.
You and Izzy will give birth to very tall blonde pools. Like Barbies.
Izzy said she was going to be at home. She didn't say there was going to be a party.
Which pisses both of us off. Would you like some tequila? It helps.
When do you think she's going to get here?
Don't know. But we're low on ice, Hank.
I'm serious.
So am I. We're insurance, Hank. Hospital owns us. It's what we do.
Bye.
Nice to meet you.
Can you guys see him through recovery?
Yeah, I'll take it.
No, I can do it.
Okay, Stevens.
No, he's my patient now, too.
No, I got it. See your hockey player. I'm serious.
Yeah, okay. I guess. Thanks, Alex.
No problem.
I'm sorry I haven't changed the call. My patient needed brain surgery. Like, we were inside his brain. How cool is that?
Oh, my God. The party at your house.
Yeah, did you get a chance to hang out? When did you meet some of the people I work
with? I don't care about the people you work with. I just want to see you.
I mean, you mind meeting the people I worked with when they were models.
Yeah, well, when they were models, you actually showed up to your own parties.
Yeah. This is my life now, Hank. I work 100-hour weeks. I can't always show up to my own parties on time. My patients have to come first.
Yeah, I just flew across the entire country. And there's 100 people at your house.
Yeah, 100 people who understand what I do all day. I shouldn't have to apologize for that.
No, you shouldn't.
Look, let's just go by the party for a little while. You really like everyone. That's a good chance to know them.
I should just go.
Hank, come on.
I'll call you.
In some states, you get arrested for that. So you blew me off for a bottle of tequila. Tequila's no good for you. Doesn't call, doesn't write. It's not nearly as much fun to wake up to.
Take me for a ride, Derek.
And you know, it sounds like the party's winding down. Yeah. Listen to me.
What?
We should probably sneak inside, though.
Oh, we did enough sneaking for the night. It was good sneaking, but enough sneaking.
Yeah, honestly, we're pretty good sneakers.
You mind moving this tail wagon? You're blocking me in.
Apparently not good enough. When's your meeting with the chief?
In an hour.
Holy Mother of Destruction.
You missed Dr. Palooza.
Apparently, you didn't.
I should probably never speak to you again.
I'm so sorry, Meredith. I had no idea it was going to get so...
It's okay. Really, I don't care. What would I be doing anyway?
Preparing for your career-altering meeting? Sorry.
That heart wall shouldn't have torn.
Anything in the patient's history?
Husband said she was in the best shape of her life. She lost 100 pounds last year.
100 pounds in a year? How's her muscle mass?
Do you even know whose that was?
I'm hoping it was yours.
No.
What do you think? 50 says Meredith gets tossed out on her ass and Burke walks away clean.
Please be nice to her.
So, I have done a lot of research on this and Dr. Burke has been kind enough to help me. And I understand my responsibility and what I've done wrong here. However, I do think the patient's history is significant in this case. She still weighs 200 pounds. Which is why no one even noticed it. But with that kind of a weight drop, it doesn't matter how much you weigh. Technically, you're anorexic.
So along with all that fat, she was losing muscle, heart muscle.
That certainly could be the reason for a small poke to become a large tear.
That still doesn't change the fact, though. The small poke wasn't reported by Dr. Gray at the time of the occurrence.
And if I could change that...
And you can't. You've left yourself and the hospital open to a tremendous amount of liability.
Oh, no. Not if the patient's weight loss caused a problem.
I'm sorry. I have no choice here.
I've spoken to the husband, and I believe that as long as his wife remains stable...
I can't take your beliefs to the bank, Dr. Burke. Dr. Gray made a huge error.
And she reported it.
Too late. And in front of the patient's husband.
But she reported it. She spoke up. 5 years ago, as a CT fellow... I had a nagging feeling that I didn't check the body cavity of a lung patient closely enough before I closed. The patient seemed fine post-op, and I was in a hurry. And yesterday, you and Dr. Bailey pulled a towel out from under that patient's lung. Why didn't I report it at an appropriate time? Maybe because I was afraid that I would be called into a meeting where some hospital lawyer's fear of liability could end my career. Even great doctors make mistakes, and when we do, we've got to have a chance to be able to speak up without fear of retribution. Or everyone suffers. Dr. Gray spoke up.
Responsibility. It really does suck.
Meredith. You okay?
Yeah, 1 month probation.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. Burke saved my ass in there.
Don't you all have something better to do? Come on, people, move.
He was always going to tell him about the towel. Just wanted to wait for the right time. Information is power.
Unfortunately, once you get past the age of braces and training bras, responsibility doesn't go away.
Jerry, this is Sloan. She's here to talk to you, if you want, about options for rehab.
It can't be avoided.
Drake, I cannot begin to tell you how truly sorry I am.
Either someone makes us face it, or we suffer the consequences. Drinking the sea and then laughing loudly. Her
eyes were made of sequins, lined up just like pens. Easy! I did it! I pooped!
All right!
Mr. Party.
Life is a surgeon.
And loving every minute of it.
And still, adulthood has its perks.
Alice was a poser.
Thanks for the coffee.
Take her clothes off and sit in the room full of frozen faces. I heard she went to find God in the Indian subcontinent. It's mad she had to go so far.
I mean the shoes, the sex, the no parents anywhere telling you what to do. That's pretty damn good.
Thanks for watching ABC.